Proclamation number 5833 of 22nd of December, 1953. Lord's Day. Commandment. You shall celebrate the day of the Lord. This is what you have been commanded, so that you humans will not forget Him who created you, who is your Father, to whom you should return again after an infinitely long life. This commandment should be unnecessary for you should constantly remember the eternal God, because everything you experience and every work of creation around you reminds you of Him. Truly, no commandment should be necessary, but you should turn your thoughts to Him of your own accord, and you should not let a day pass by without having entered into intimate contact with Him. Every day should be a day of the Lord for you, where you commend yourselves to His love and grace in heartfelt prayer. But a commandment had to be given to you humans so that the time of lukewarmness would be bridged, so that you would be reminded of your actual task to make your God and Creator the content of all your thoughts and striving. Therefore, as long as you have not yet recognized the purpose of your earthly life, as long as you are still distant from God, as long as He has not yet become your Father, you must be urged to occupy yourselves on one day with such thoughts which are spiritually directed. You must hear or read about Him to whom you owe your existence, you must learn about His will, and it must be presented to you what you should do in order to come close to Him, in order to become blissfully happy. Therefore the commandment was given to you humans to keep the Lord's Day holy, to take a day of rest after the days of work, and on this day of rest to seek contact with your God and Creator. This day should always return, it should become a regularity for you as long as you do not yet urge yourselves to make every day you are given a Lord's Day, so that even in the midst of your work you send your thoughts up to Him, that you commend all your thoughts and actions to Him, that you let Him be present to you at every hour, that you are in intimate contact with your Heavenly Father, that every separation between Him and you is abolished, that you live and create on earth in and with God. Then every day of your life will truly be a day of the Lord, a true holiday for the soul which always dwells with Him even though the body is earthly active, and then you will truly not need a commandment, then only your heart, which is filled with love for the Father, will command you, and then you will serve Him joyfully and eagerly without commandment. You will be active for Him because you are driven by love, because you have now found your way home to your Father of eternity. Amen.